I have a question. And listen, don't get me wrong when I ask this, because I've been victim to it too. Is the summer bud overrated? How do you think about this one? Because right now, as I'm recording this, it's summer. And I was busting my ass in the gym today. Literally trying to get as big as possible, build my arms, work on that six pack, make sure leg day is always every day. And I was really thinking about the amount of intrigueness to having to look good for a particular period of the year. So let's talk about it. Now, I'm no personal trainer. And sometimes I get this, sometimes I get called out as if I am one, which is not the case. If you want a bit of a background to my story. So, I, at one point, was close to 90 kilos, around 2019. Yes, 2019, I was close to 90 kilos. And overweight, BMI-wise, was just big, because I wanted to look big. I wanted the arm stack, and I got that, and then I got the belly, and yeah, you know, I was getting older. And one thing that came to mind was, okay, someone's here, I gotta train. And you overwork yourself. There was a point when I was in the gym today that someone unfortunately just passed out, and I think maybe just overworking as well was putting pressure on himself. And okay, that might be an assumption, but you know, the gym is getting busier now, and I think it's interesting to see where people are with this idea of the summer body. But I wanted to talk about it from a perspective of well-being, happiness, insecurities, especially from the male perspective, because I would love to talk about it from all sides, but, you know, coming from my side of things, I think the way we work towards an ideal aesthetic is very interesting. So, like I mentioned, I was 90 kilos, and I went through a period of, let's just say I went through a breakup. So, yeah, don't worry, we're all good now, but went through a breakup, and realized that I wanted to hit the gym, because as a man, well, at least me, I can speak for myself, when you're going through pain, emotional pain, what do? You can drink, which I did. You could do other recreational stuff, which I don't advise, but I went to the gym. I went hard in the gym, and I was working out to feed the pain. but in all seriousness, it was very clarifying to my mind to put some energy and focus into something that took away the moment of, how can I say it, just the moment of not knowing what to do next. And I think for a lot of people, the gym is like that. It's like that meditation space, that idea of focusing on yourself and having that time for yourself. And you can put it in the brackets of self-love if you really want to, but I think sometimes you can go there with some other intentions to not be happy with who you are from a physical standpoint, and seeing yourself change but never being happy with that. And so I've always been conscious of that. And when I eventually kind of lost the excess weight that I had, I think, like I said, I was 90, then I went from 85 in December when that happened. So I'm not giving a great time frame here, but 90 to 85 in the space of like 3 months, so lost 5 kilograms. And then I guess the year after, I was 75, so I lost 10 kilos from there, and my physique changed quite drastically. I got the benefits of what people would want for summer body, and this was during lockdown as well, so not to sort of brag, but I had to work hard the entire 18 months to get to the physique I'm in right now. And it's interesting that my motivator wasn't to get a great body. It was because I needed to have a release and find solitude in the things I was doing. It doesn't sound glamorous, does it? But when people see you from a point of view that you've made a transformational change to your physique, it looks attractive for sure. But the grind is so real. Like, when you don't have a gym during a pandemic and you have to work out and you have to push yourself to a comfort zone of having to run around the parks and, you know, look after your diet and change your diet so that you have the right nutrients and get enough sleep. These things, they don't go into the summer. Like, these are things that are all year round. So when I understand people getting the summer body and having to be summer body ready, I think most of the time it's because we want to pretend that we're something we're not. And our bodies are a reflection of what we do all year round. And it's not to necessarily point fingers and say, you know, if you're going for that summer bod this year, that it's too late, because I think we'll have a reason to change. One thing I would state though is the idea of being ready all the time means that you are willing to put in the effort every single day, and not just for a season, not just for a moment. Like, this is a whole year thing. And the greatest thing that working out for me has done is really callous the mind in terms of that pain, that understanding of focus, the understanding of having to keep good habits and promising yourself that you'll make a commitment to be there and to show up. It also reflects another part of my life where I can't let certain opportunities down because I'm too tired or I have an excuse because I'm too busy. I think those things are great discipline actions that we or anyone should obtain. And I think, you know, when we look at the summer bud, it looks like a reward to a lot of hard work that takes years and years to build. And I also would like to talk about the idea of never being content, like the idea of having to chase the body that you really want. You know, I got the 6-pack abs and then lost the arms, and so I looked great with a shirt off, but with a t-shirt on, the arms weren't there. And I remember being a little bit like, you know, oh, I missed that. And sometimes it'd be noted that, oh, you've lost a bit of weight here, or you look a lot leaner. And you're like, no, I'm going to get bigger arms now, so you're going to do this and do that. And you're always chasing something when it comes to the physique part. And one thing I would like to say is that from an aesthetic point of view, my body changed because I wanted to do the things that I cared about, that I enjoyed doing. You know, I'm pretty active outside the gym anyways, and I, you know, partake in, you know, self-defense and dancing, and there's other things that I do that keep me fit and healthy outside of working out in the gym. And my body needs to be in that position where it can be ready for those things. So sometimes from a man's perspective, it's like, if you're not big, then you're not strong, which is very interesting, because just because you're big doesn't mean you're the strongest. There's other attributes like you want to have to be well-rounded. And I think, you know, with looking after your body and only having that, because you don't have two bodies in this world, that's something that I wanted to look after, was just being a well-rounded version of myself. So is the summer body overrated? I think so. The idea of training to be great for a season sounds cool on paper, but the hard work really is all season round. So I just trust that everything that we are doing right now to achieve a goal, whether that's our body, our minds, our relationships, our opportunities in life, are not just for a season. That we work towards them day by day. And they don't have to be drastic. They just need to be incremental. Because whilst we do have worries, insecurities, concerns, and areas of improvement that we want to achieve, those things are challenges for us to grow as people. And if I didn't put the time in to look after myself physically, I would have probably not been in a great mental state to where I would be able to cope with elements of pain that was external and internal. And luckily, I got the chance to talk to people and got the chance to heal, you know, in that regards. But I would state that my physical body was transformational for the external, but for the internal, it did so much more. Like I mentioned, it made me a better version of myself mentally. And that's something that I will never lose. Even if I'd stopped doing it, that lesson of having to grow and become better and to make myself, you know, improve in my current state to where I want to go will always be ingrained on me. And it will always be a lesson that exists inside of me. And I think that's the key here, right? The key here is to look after yourself. Because there's only one version of you. And if you look after yourself, then you can look after others. And even if you have the greatest abs and the greatest arms and the greatest like glutes or whatever you want to call it, shoulders, whatever it is that you think makes you attractive to everyone else, just know this. Your body's cool, but your energy's better. And the best thing that came out of the gym, outside of the mental capacity to be able to handle anything in life and the physical elements of being stronger and faster and, you know, adaptable, is that my energy improved. And the food that I consumed, the activities I did outside of the gym, boosted my mood, and I had more energy than I did when I didn't take care of myself. And that was an incremental thing. So it's just a thought. I thought I'd just drop this in. Bonus episode, nothing too special, but if you would love to know what I did to get into the shape I am right now, I might drop something in terms of a workout plan. I'm not a personal trainer, by the way. I'm just a guy who looks aesthetically pleasing. But I know that with great power comes great responsibility. And if people see me as I am, healthy, I'm looking good in my 30s, the responsibility of having to keep that up for myself is important, because it becomes a living example that if you saw me change from where I was to where I am right now, then you can do the same too. And I'm not here to preach, but if one person gets to see that and is inspired, then I think that's a really cool feeling. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like these diaries of and, you know, good quick rambles, let me know. I've got plenty to say. With that being said, enjoy the summer. Enjoy your bodies, no matter what state it is, because it's all about your energy. And enjoy life as it is, but put the work in all year round, and you'll get the results when you need them. All right. Look after yourselves. Treat each other good. And I'll speak to you later.